Boer War at the end of the 19th century, there were almost 75,000 Jews in South Africa. In fact, the fact that there were so many Jews and they were so well established helped that when the decision was to be made who was a white man and who was not, that the Jews were voted white men. Whereas the Indian and the Asian and other groups were not. It's interesting that in South Africa the Japanese, for instance, are white men, but the Indians are not. Those from India are Asians or from Malaysia. There is more to these decisions than the shade of one's color. When Jews moved to France, there was a large Jewish community in Paris. By 1850, there were 25,000 Eastern European Jews in Paris. And in fact, there was a kehillah of Eastern European Jews in Paris. And as we'll also discuss later, the great Rabbi Yisrael Salanter spent the last 20 years of his life serving the Jews in Berlin and in Paris, having forsaken Eastern Europe completely. All of this movement, all of this explosion of population, all of this urbanization and the Industrial Revolution, the coming of factories, of different types of labor, all served, as you can well imagine, to unhinge the Jewish population, to bring an element of chaos into Jewish life. The old was going, and it was going never to come back again. And the new was frightening, new, different, unpredictable. And the Jewish world was being thrust into it with not only with no preparation, but with no protection, with nothing to ease their way. Among the leaders of the Industrial Revolution in Eastern Europe and in Western Europe, the Jews played a prominent role. The Jews were the ones who were active in the textile and tobacco business in Eastern Europe. The cigarette factories and the textile factories were almost all in Jewish hands. And for the first time you had for the first time, at least in the exile, you had a substantial entrepreneurial class of Jews for whom other Jews worked. And you had the beginnings of what would almost be a class warfare among Jews, because the owners saw it one way naturally and the workers saw it the other way. The workers saw themselves as being exploited under terrible conditions. And trapped in the middle would be religious authority, which somehow would have to make this decision based upon the hard economic realities that they could not control. Jews also were active in the building of the railroads in Europe. The Jewish bankers, the Rothschild family, and in France the Ferrer family, were the major movers in the building of the railroads. The famous Baron de Hirsch built the Russian railroads. And the Jewish financiers were very popular throughout the 19th century in Europe, all of which would later rebound naturally in a wave of anti-Semitism. But new areas opened up for the Jewish people. And even though they could not as yet aspire to everything that Europe had to offer, the world certainly was different. It certainly was changed. And Russia became a rapid subscriber to ideas of industrialization. Russia, in fact, made the most gains of any country in Europe in the 19th century. They started from so far back, though, that they never quite caught up. Jews moved to Vienna for the first time, a sizable Jewish population, Budapest,